Noise department.
Holy crap, it's X-103, Indy's new rock alternative. The Big Dumb Show is on. Gonzo's me, Don Stuck's over there, Bo Asner's over there, and we're joined in studio by our guest, comedian Mike Armstrong, with us this morning. Hey, thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike Armstrong, look at that. He's got a Gatlinburg, Tennessee t-shirt on there, Bo.
There.
Hey,
yeah,
Bo.
I like to shop.
Yeah.
You ever go down there shopping?
I just went there, I don't know, what, middle of August?
Oh, I love it down there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you go antiquing, Bo?
You know, I got a friend that looks just like you. It's a wrestler.
Yeah?
I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not moonlighting doing some... That's why your nuts hurt.
My nut hurts because of the...
You've been wrestling on the side.
Sleeper hold, I guess.
Are you doing that gay erotic wrestling on the side?
Well.
There it is.
I actually met The Rock, though.
Yeah?
I met The Rock in D.C.
No kidding.
Cool guy.
Really?
His leg is bigger than me. I'm not kidding. It's the biggest dude.
How'd you get the opportunity to meet The Rock?
He came to one of my shows and said, oh, I really like your show. And I go, you got to do me a favor. I said, would you sign an autograph for my son? He goes, well, what's his name? And I went, it doesn't matter what his name
yeah!
is. He actually high-fived me.
Yeah, that's all right. Get a high-five from The Rock. You've been careful. Might take you out.
And he pile drive you.
I got a cool picture of me getting him in the headlock and me, you know, with the people's eye.
Doing the eyeball thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Cool. That's cool when your entire career.
God in Kentucky now.
When your entire career is based on being able to make your eyebrow go up.
Yeah.
It's him and Leonard Nimoy.
That's it. You can look one at a time, man.
Exactly. That's cool. So, hey, Mike's going to be at down in Greenwood this weekend at One Liners, and are we still doing the Sunday thing? Now,
yeah.
This is the greatest
yeah.
deal in the world. You go to One Liners in Greenwood on, mm-hmm. on Sunday, and you show up and say, let's say, just you were wearing a t-shirt like Don Stuck has on right there. It says X-103, and it
yes.
says, see, he has the college tour t-shirt on right now.
Mm-hmm. That was from yesterday. Me and Bo got one, and you didn't.
I didn't get a t-shirt. See, I would walk in. Oh, wait, I've got X-103 on as well.
Oh, good.
I would be able to get in for free wearing this shirt.
I could not, because my shirt says Gallery Magazine.
You do not get in for free.
Jeez.
Dude, you got to let him in with that on. He's in.
All right, yeah. X-103.
I'll pay his way in.
Yes.
Gallery He's magazine. A freak, man. He's there.
Yeah. Gallery's one of the quality magazines. In fact, we met Mike just moments ago.
Oh, yeah.
Already began the discussion of porno.
Yeah. I love porno.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch Asian Bondage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Oh.
See, you know what? This poor girl over here is going, oh, my God. Satan yeah. has a son.
Her life is on a downward spiral since she started working here.
She looks so innocent, too.
She's having a miserable day today because on her way in, her entire drive in today,
oh, man.
She was being tailed by a cop.
I hate that
the entire way.
You know, he's probably wanting her phone number. I mm-hmm. used to be a cop. I used to do that myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I used to just pick cars and just follow them just to scare them. They'd make a turn, I'd make a turn.
Right.
And then right at that 1 second, I'd put on my lights and then go around. just mess with them.
I love that.
I messed with everybody. I always say I quit smoking pot after I got off the police department. I didn't know it cost that much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Nothing smokes better than confiscated weed.
Oh, man. It's better.
Free is better.
It's always good. Sure, best kind of weed.
Yeah,
yeah it's... I don't know how many times I've been... pursued on my way in here in the morning because there's a couple things going against me. First of all, it's 3:30 in the morning,
right?
And it's the other thing is do you have any idea how long your hair is?
That they're probably thinking you're a girl or something.
Maybe I mean, that's it.
Or they've been to prison, one of the two.
One or the other. It's all right. It's okay.
The best advice I got when I was 16 was someone told me, if you're going to get pulled over by somebody in Indiana, especially in, let's say, Johnson County, always have a country station preset on your radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when they walk up, boom, hit that country station. So you seem a lot more innocent than who you really are.
Sure.
You know, I doubt.
I don't know about
that. You don't
that
think
one.
So?
You know the best one? Yeah, I know it sounds kind of gross, but just say you got the flu, man. You got to go to the bathroom really bad.
Really?
And they'll go.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
But
you want to see my license? Here.
I swear. You know, I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'd pull people over and just walk up to them and go, do you know how fast I was going? And they'd go, no. And I'd go, didn't think so. And I'd get in my car and leave.
Just leave them on the side
with
of the
people
road.
Constantly.
Wow.
You freak. This old-time radio program was originally aired live.
The Big Dumb Show.
Apparently, a worker at a fried chicken restaurant in Illinois allegedly threw hot oil over a customer because of a little skirmish. The customer claiming she, the customer, is always right.
Well,
right. Rex Thompson, 29, has been charged with battery for throwing oil on Miss Stacy Compton, 30 years old, who said she asked for thighs and got drumsticks.
She oh, no.
The customer's always right. Can I get some thighs?
You ain't getting nothing else.
Okay, I guess no one cares that she's suing for $50,000.
No, that's beside the point.
She'll get it.
Oh, that's my favorite chicken joint, by the way. We didn't mention
Churches?
The name.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Sounds sacrilegious to me. Sounds like a voodoo place or something.
Church's
Throw
chicken.
Chicken legs out. Okay.
Voodoo
Your wife's
chicken.
Cheating on you. Look at the way the legs are spread.
Pass a collection plate. They just pass a big bucket around it.
Get the peppers when you go to Churches. Okay.
As we know, Gonzo and Don know a lot about sports.
Yes, we do.
And I have been asked by host of the show
That's
to tell
right.
you that this weekend when you watch the NFL games, it's going to be the replacements. The NFL officials turned down their 60% pay increase offer from the league yesterday. The league originally offered them 40%. They said no. They want like $1 million a game.
Right.
The NFL came back and said, you know what? We'll give you 60% pay increase, but you have 24 hours to make your decision.
You're not going to get any sympathy from America. People are making $30,000 a year and
you
can't
turn down a 60% pay increase. When you do your job that poorly on a regular basis, everybody sees how bad you suck, and then you turn down a 60% pay raise.
Yeah,
that's right.
Let's see that bad call again.
You got guys that make maybe $30,000 a year spending $150, $200, sometimes a ticket for a family of four, and we're supposed to feel sorry for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, woe is you. Remember the Major League Baseball guys who got busted because they were taking their first class plane tickets, downgrading, and taking the money back?
Yeah.
I felt really sorry for them. No, it's a great idea, but I'm not going to feel sorry for them when they get busted and say, well, I don't make that much. I mean, the hell you do. You make a hell of a lot more than the average American.
Is it the vertical stripes or the horizontal stripes that are slimming? Vertical, right?
It's vertical.
Vertical stripes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. No.
Just wondering.
Don.
What, does he look like some kind of antique dealer? He doesn't know about that stuff. Interior decorator here? He used to be a cop.
I thought with their pay raise, maybe they'd get a better uniform is all.
There's a bunch of Air Force guys in here. Mike's the only one who's able to walk through the building without getting a stare from
getting
him.
Hassled.
That's a nice haircut.
You're an American, aren't you, boy?
That's high and tight, buddy. I like it.
They were happy to see me when I walked up there.
You know, my hair used to be longer than yours when I was on the police department.
No way, really?
Really, yeah. I was a detective, man. I look like a biker.
When you're a detective, would you do undercover stuff?
Not really. I got to hide easy, really.
Blend in.
Smoke my free pot.
Yeah. How'd you get out of there? Oh, I work here.
Allergies. That's true. My sergeant came up to me and he goes, what is wrong with you? I go, allergies, Sarge. He goes, it seems a little funny that everyone has allergies since you've been in this, this unit.
They're contagious?
Sure.
I like long hair.
Pepsi Cola bringing us.
Oh, no, that's fine. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
There we go.
Hey, did you see that Michael Jackson on the MTV Awards last night?
That's right. Jacko.
Walked out right in the middle of in
Sync.
Sync, Backstreet, whatever the
whatever
hell.
They are.
Little Girl.
One of those bands, yeah.
Did he interrupt their set?
I guess he was supposed to be part of it.
Okay, kind of jumped in.
Kind of jumped out with him, and I don't know. It's weird to look at that guy now.
He's hideous.
I'm afraid that something's going to, his face is going to fall off. Really do. You look at him, it's all, oh my God.
And explode out of him, like an alien.
Yeah.
Going to break out of him.
It's like something out of a Tool video is going to explode out of his face. It was very odd to watch that
his
last
His sister
night.
Looked good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's okay.
You know, isn't it weird that the number one girl that most young boys would like to be with is a blonde-headed black chick? You know, if you'd asked that question 20 years ago, a blonde-headed black girl.
Right. Everybody's on board with it now.
Oh, yeah.
See? MTV's good for something.
What's the girl band now? Destiny's Child.
Yeah, that's blonde-headed girl.
With the
Her
jelly
name's
belly.
Fiance. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? How's their latest album?
My wife don't like that.
No, I guess
not. I got some young sons, and we were singing one night, "All the ladies wanting babies, yeah. Throw your legs up at me." My wife walked in just as we were saying it.
Yeah.
And my youngest one, 6, so
yeah,
she did not care for that.
Can't look at the lyrics too closely. On no. Although, as far as I know, I think I am ready for that jelly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No question.
Bootylicious or not, yeah. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Gonzo Greg here along with the Big Dumb Show. That's Don Stuck, Bo Asner. By the way, Don,
yeah.
How are your testicles?
One's okay.
Right.
One's... there.
Earlier, we had a long in-depth...
Hi, Patty Spittler.
Patty Spittler's
dear
here.
Dear Mike's mailbag.
Too, by the yeah. way, and our guest in studio comedian Mike Armstrong is joining us.
You better get that checked out.
Nah, I've had a lot of things happen lately.
I got some...
Yeah, but when you got one that's not right...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
That's why God gave you two. You got a backup.
Yeah.
I'll just cut that one off. That's what they do in Romania.
In Romania, they just whack it right off.
Sure.
There's a lot of goat banding operations out where I live. Maybe...
You know, I actually heard this on the radio coming up to Indy. One of those trade shows, and it goes, "I got a milking goat I'd like to sell or trade." And I went, Jesus. You know, that's why people up north think we're idiots, you know? You know, if you were just passing through and you're from New York, "I got a milking goat I'll trade or sell," you know?
Speed up.
Get me out of here.
They're different. I got a friend from New York, and he is just like the Sopranos. Really? I'm not kidding. He is like... I took him deer hunting. He put the deer in the trunk and then shot him.
Wow. That's very...
Yeah. Yes.
Drove it out to Giant Stadium.
Yeah, he's like, "I'll kill your whole family."
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion that that is why, actually, all the sports teams want to build new stadiums, is because all the other stadiums are full up.
Yep.
Gotta find a place for some more people.
No vacancies.
It's kind of like prison.
There's no more room.
Occupado.
Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Mike Armstrong, everybody. Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.